As mentioned in previous lessons, according to 245D, subdivision 8A, the definition of an emergency use of a manual restraint is using a manual restraint when a person poses an imminent risk of physical harm to self or others. The manual restraint must be the least restrictive intervention that can be used to achieve safety. Let's unpack this information further. To meet the definition of least restrictive, the intervention must be the least intrusive and most normalized option given the situation and the needs for safety. Basically, you need to ensure all other methods to redirect the behavior are not possible or have failed and someone, either the person themselves or others, is at risk of being physically harmed in the moment. Property damage, verbal aggression, or a person's refusal to receive or participate in treatment or programming does not constitute an emergency. In the past, prior to the new 245D changes, staff had used holds in response to property destruction. An EUMR can only be used in specific situations, and you need to understand when it is appropriate and not appropriate.